Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Good morning. It is the 25th of May, 2010. I'm Bob Rivers, along with Spike O'Neill, Downtown Joe, Maura Gallucci in the newsroom. That's some good guitar playing. It's just generic. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, the band is called the Raconteurs.
Oh, I like them.
Yeah,
Jack good. White.
Yeah, I bought that album. Not that album. That must be a new album.
No, it's like 2 years old.
Is it?
That's one.
Peter put up generic music to open show.
Because I made bumpers with those kind of songs, and I just cut the part, the instrumental part only. That's why.
It's cool. That is good. That is good stuff. Do they actually sing in that?
Yeah, that song. Yeah.
I got to get that new Raconteurs.
I think he's moved on to the Dead Weather. Jack don't keep bands for long. He was White Stripes, Raconteurs, now he's the Dead Weather.
Do the White Stripes still make anything? They had that girl drummer, right?
Right.
Meg White.
There's rumors of a White Stripes reunion, and since there's only two of them, you'd think they could pull that off.
I think they can figure that out, yeah.
But it hasn't happened yet, you think?
Okay. There is breaking news this morning. There is a 2.7 earthquake in Duval, which sounds like nothing.
Isn't that nothing got broken news? Nothing that we'd call that?
They were all the audio, all the TV people are talking to Bill Still, the UW seismologist that everybody goes to when these things happen. And he's like, yeah, not really a big deal. People felt it. It's probably their building shaking. No, but yeah, I mean, if you're awakened by an earthquake, it's probably a big deal. Doesn't
all
happen
right.
every day. But so far, 2.7, no damage, but people up in the Redmond-Woodinville area woke up.
Let's give them an outlet. 1-800-252-1025. If you felt it, the earth dealt it. Give us a call.
Call the shimmy line. Need a little shake of shimmy.
2.7. I think they'll revise that upwards. I don't think you can feel a 2.7.
Oh, well, if it's shallow, you can, probably.
I said it was a mile deep. Is that shallow by comparison?
I think
by?
It's deep if you're trying to stop a well from leaking, but it's shallow for an earthquake.
If it's under your house, you would feel it. I mean, if the epicenter is like between Carnation and Duval, and you're in either one of those towns, and
not a whole lot of people felt it unless they're not calling yet. 2.7. I thought we had earthquakes in the twos all the time.
That's what I thought too.
That they just come and go.
But they're usually around Rainier. Side of a mountain, nobody's there to feel it. You're in Duval. And first off, there's not a lot of stuff going on in Duval. It's a pretty still area as it sits.
We've had that one earthquake, the one
Plus
big
cows.
One.
Yeah.
The Nisqually quake.
In 01?
Was it 01? Yeah. And even we were so lucky. Most of our buildings held up pretty well. There was some damage here and there.
Some brick facades fell.
Someone, maybe one or two people passed away because of... Not because of the earthquake so much as one guy had a heart attack or something, I think.
Yeah. Were we not on a staycation?
Yeah, we were on a go home and don't come back radio
I remember
vacation.
Being home that day.
Yeah, I was home too. Couldn't talk about it. Wasn't on the radio.
Yeah.
I remember running from the house.
You ran?
Hi.
Yeah.
John.
Little girl.
Hey. Oh, yeah. I thought I saw a little bit of a tremor this morning, just slightly after I woke up.
Where are you from?
I'm in Olympia.
It didn't happen in Olympia.
Yeah, I know. I think it was just the delirium tremens.
Thank you.
Just a rough night last night.
He just had a little too much to drink last night.
Lynn and Duval, hello. You felt it?
You did. Yes, it did.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Lynn.
Yes.
What are you up to?
Hey, Bob. Driving to work.
All right. You felt it.
I was up at 5:30 and just woke up and just felt like a small jolt, like somebody slammed a garage door.
Not a big deal.
Nope, not a big deal at all.
Okay, thanks. It's being reported in the news. Corey in Carnation felt it.
Good morning.
Hi, Corey.
So my husband thought I was having a dream that we live between Carnation and Duval up on the hill, so possibly right over it, but the bed was shaking, and I jumped out of bed and was like, "We're having an earthquake." My husband says, "No, we're not."
You win. I don't know what your
you're having an affair. No, I'm not.
Yeah. I don't know what your standard payback is for I'm right and you're wrong. We have rules in our family.
Yeah, sleep night.
And thank you very much, Corey. Gino in Bellevue says he felt it, but he's in North Renton.
No, I was in North Redmond. No, I live near Redmond, Woodinville. No, it's kind of embarrassing because at the moment I was shaving. And I thought it was thunder, and I looked up in the skylight, and I didn't see anything. And then I thought it was a cat rattling at the door, and then my wife said, "We just had an earthquake."
She knew.
I was shaving at the time, so obviously it wasn't very dramatic.
All right. Thank you, Gino.
What I'm getting here is women are more sensitive to the earth. I mean, we got two for two. The ladies felt it, the men didn't.
Generally speaking, women notice when the bed moves.
That's true.
Men aren't just like... 2.7 earthquake in Duval. Is that it today? That's the big news.
Oh, do you want to do news now? We normally don't come to me so early.
Well, I like to mix it up. I like to confuse people.
Sure.
So that they have to listen all morning.
Well, there's a new story I was just writing, so I wanted to get all the details on it. But it won't be official until tomorrow, but Republican officials say Dino Rossi will, in fact, enter the race to unseat Senator Patty Murray in the U.S. Senate. Mm. Rossi, who has twice run for governor of our state, is hiring staff and getting ready to make his widely anticipated campaign official tomorrow. Apparently, the Republicans in D.C. have been wooing him for weeks and weeks, and he hasn't
been. Yeah, they want him recognizable, very close to being governor.
Yeah.
Now,
exactly.
Patty Murray, have we talked to her much on the show? We've talked to Dino Rossi a bunch. He sits in the chair. He's personable. We can talk to him about just about anything.
Well, the senator, to be fair, is all the way across the country.
In Washington most
of
the time.
Yeah, Dino's usually unemployed when we get him.
That's true.
Freshly off another defeat. time on his hands.
Growing his beard.
Right.
That's true.
Just want to thank a few people while I got the weeks off. You know, we've had Senator Murray on the phone maybe once, but not a lot. Tons of requests really? Over the years
yeah.
to speak
She's
to Senator
She's not that
Murray.
Available.
Yeah. I saw her up at Northgate Mall a couple of months ago.
So she was still selling shoes at Nordstrom?
She was coming right out of Bed Bath & Beyond with her husband. And I was going in, and I said, "Hello, Senator." And she looked like she had just gotten off the plane from D.C. And that's a rough schedule for
Is that a rough
West
schedule
Coast
because
senators.
We're so far away from D.C.?
Yeah, can you imagine doing that every
How much time do you have to spend in D.C. if you're a U.S. senator?
You
live there most of the
depends
time?
Depends on the part of time of the year, right?
It depends on the time of the year and if the Congress is in session. Don't they get like a six-week break in the summer times? A lot of elected officials will go home on most every weekend. But again, with Patty Murray, you know, home to Tennessee is one thing. Home to the far northwest.
Yeah.
Does she have a place in Tennessee?
No. I'm saying when you're the senator from Tennessee, when you're the senator.
Oh, yeah, it's easy to go home.
Yeah,
it's like sports.
Exactly.
It's like being in the NBA or.
Well, the Mariners have more travel miles than any other team in all of professional sports because of the travel of Major League Baseball, because of our corner of the world. It takes its toll.
Well, this will be an interesting race.
Yeah. There's a UW poll that puts her ahead by just 4 points, and he hasn't even, you know, officially.
Yep, this would be a close one, especially in the throw the incumbents out mood.
Yeah,
it will be interesting to see if Dino has an issue he can grab onto.
And I also was reading this morning they're expecting it to be the most expensive Senate race ever waged in our state. More than $27 million was the record, and that was when Maria Cantwell ran against Mike McGavick. Remember that 4 years ago?
Sadly, I barely remember McGavick's name.
$27 million, and they're expecting them to spend more than
that. And
why
Murray and not Cantwell?
Well, she's not up.
Okay.
Maria Cantwell's not up for
election. She's got two more years.
They alternate.
Okay. 6 years.
Speaking of not remembering names, and I feel sorry for him, I don't remember his name, but who's the friendly-looking kind of bald guy that's been running TV ads? He's running for U.S. Senate.
Oh, yeah.
Vern Funk.
No.
Yeah. He's a Republican. I mean, he was going to be the guy. He's got to be unhappy about this. I mean,
Is it Didier?
He's already spending money.
Clint Didier.
No, it's not Clint Didier.
That's the one that Sarah Palin is pushing, yeah.
So it's not, I mean, is Dino, is it a given? If he just says he wants to run, he
has the brand name.
Yeah. He gets the nomination.
He's definitely got the recognition factor. BP is going to start another attempt at plugging the leaking oil well on the floor of the Gulf of Mexico today. The company plans to pump the heavy drilling mud and cement into the well in the procedure now known as Top Kill.
Top Kill. Now, I have questions about this. I've heard a bunch about it on the news, but I don't know if I've heard a really good analysis of what happens if it doesn't work.
Well, they're giving it a 60% chance of working, and I don't. They are. There is another story about another attempt. If this one doesn't work, and they're calling this the LMRP cap containment option, which is to put another pipe in place, remove the broken one, put another pipe in place, but they're saying we don't know if that's going to work either.
There's a 4-point game plan from what I saw. First is to shoot mud down this thing, which is this Top Kill.
But doesn't that just mess it up if it doesn't work? Don't you just have a pile of concrete and mud, and isn't it making it even harder to get in there?
Well, that, if it spits the mud back out, it's in the concrete, it'll still be flowing. I mean, if it clogs it up, it clogs it up. If it doesn't clog it up, then it's garbage time. It's golf balls next. That's the very next thing they're going to try. If that doesn't work, they're going to put a whole brand new containment unit on top of the one they can't seem to plug up with all new piping and hope that that works. And if that doesn't work, there's nothing they can do except drill
another well nearby.
Well, yeah, which will be mid-August sometime. Yeah. So it'll just sit there and leak for
forever.
For a couple months.
That's lovely.
So that's
the fouls the whole Gulf forever.
Yeah, that's the 4-point plan, right?
It becomes our Dead Sea.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, I keep hearing about, of course, Louisiana. Governor Jindal is doing a great job calling attention to their way of life and how it's being destroyed. I have not heard anything from other areas. Like, what about
Mississippi, Alabama?
No. What about the vacation spots? What about the Cayman Islands? What about the southern...
Oh, the Florida Keys, the Gulf Coast of Florida, those kind of
all of that stuff. What about...
Hawaii Island in Texas, yeah.
But what about Jamaica? Now, I know it's in the Gulf, but it's way south. Is it? Is the current going to take the oil away from there?
No, the current, if it gets the right current, from what I've heard, it wraps the coast.
Yeah.
And then around the horn
so it's
of
really
Florida.
The East Coast is more worried than you know, South America and the... what would you call those? The
Caribbean?
The Western Caribbean.
Yeah. Currents will take it north as opposed to taking it south. Natural currents of the oceans.
We got some audio of the CEO of BP, Tony Hayward. He was making the rounds yesterday on all of the major networks. And according to Pedro, it makes you want to hit him.
Let's hear the guy. Here this is the CEO of BP.
On Nightline.
Worst job to have in the world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he Mora has the information there. You want to tease the clips, Mora?
So a reporter here on Nightline asked Tony Hayward to explain why he said last week that the environmental damage would be, quote, very, very modest.
You have said in recent weeks and recent days that the Gulf is a very big ocean that can handle this, and you believe the environmental damage is going to be very, very modest. When you see this, do you still feel that way?
I said that in the context of about a week ago when at that time we were being successful in keeping the oil off the shore. Clearly, the defences of the shore have been breached, and that's clearly not the case. This is a major environmental issue which we now need to deal with.
And he went over to Katie Couric on CBS, and she asked him, why don't you just get out of the way and let the government handle this?
What about federalizing, sir, the cleanup effort, at least handing that over to the government as long as BP continues to foot the bill?
We have worked collaboratively and cooperatively with all of the federal agencies. From the beginning of this, the relationship on the ground is fantastic.
But look at this beach, sir.
And we continue to do everything we can.
What magazines do you read?
Okay. One more.
And then he went over to ABC World News, and he was asked to talk about death threats that he's been receiving.
You, I understand, have had some death threats. And I spoke to somebody from Mobile, Alabama last night, and when he heard I was talking to you, he was just fuming, furious. And he said, ask him what it feels like to be the man ultimately responsible for destroying all of this.
Well, I share his frustration and anger. And we can't change the past, but we can do everything in our power to make the future better. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. You know what? I think they're being too hard on the guy.
Yeah. This guy, mm-hmm. I saw him.
He's just a guy running a company.
No good answers.
He went to the worst spot, or at least one of the worst spots you could go for the photo op. I mean, he's walking around this beach, and there's oil, and there's nasty booms. And, you know, most CEOs, I don't think, if they did something like this, wouldn't go, fly me right to the worst spot and let them take their shots at me.
I think wasn't it the idea to show how many BP workers were out with their containment units and their shovels and their...
Well, sure, it's for PR. But
I want to slap Pedro right now, actually.
Yeah. What's the cause of this oil spill? The fact that we need oil and we want the drilling somewhere where we can't see it, and that we're all very greedy. We want a great economy. We mm-hmm. want our companies to be profitable. The government is in bed with all of these companies.
Yep.
The government oversight is a joke and has been a joke for a while with banking. And now everything where the government oversight has been a joke is now coming home to roost. First the banking, now comes the oil.
Mm-hmm.
This, our government is responsible to protect us. This is why the government, by the way, does not want responsibility for the cleanup. They don't want that. It's the last thing Obama wants is oil on his hands. I mean, they can threaten, but why would you turn... The government is essentially, you know, a tax-collecting apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you put them in charge of a massive industrial undertaking that involves complicated equipment? Granted, we've got, you know, the Corps of Engineers, we've got people who understand a little bit, but the oil companies do this for a living.
Right.
So there's no one better qualified than the oil companies, and they're not qualified. You don't just hand it down to somebody who doesn't know even as much as they do.
I've never heard anybody say, boy, if only the government could get their hands on this, how much smoother, faster, cheaper would this go?
Exactly.
I'd never have heard
that. I got my driver tabs the other day.
Yeah.
Whew, government.
Fast and furious. You see a bunch of pelicans in a room, now cleaning number 512.
The pelicans would take a number. Yeah.
Where's Halliburton? I mean, I know BP jumped right up and said, this is our bad. We got this. But, I mean, the finger pointing from Halliburton to Transocean to BP is a cluster.
Well, they're a team. A team, so the finger pointing is, it's sort of like an NBA team only with only three players. If the game goes bad, you could do one thing. You could say, we're a team, we've got to work on this together, or you could point to which team member was the one you think screwed it up.
Yeah, but if these guys, took the cheapest option, from what I'm hearing somebody did, poured the worst concrete, like somebody else said they did, didn't have the best blast.
They got waivers on environmental regulations.
About everything.
Yeah, from our government.
It's not like there's not enough buckets to hand out.
Exactly.
For everybody to have. I mean, they should have every BP station in America closed.
Why?
Have all the employees in the Gulf. If there was a big sign
that do anything.
Gone cleaning on every BP station in America.
Sure.
If just for PR.
Joe?
What you need is lots more of those booms, because I'm watching those fishermen. The shrimp guys are just taking this into their own hands, and they know right where their fishing grounds are. And they're going out with these oily, you know, these white booms, and they just turn black the minute they put them in. Reel them up, put another one out there. Turns black. Reel them up, put another one in there. And that's the... From what I can see, that's the only thing you can do is just keep trying to stay ahead of it to keep it out of the...
It'll never happen, though.
Out of
the oil is gushing faster.
But that CEO, the soundbite you didn't heard when she said, what about this beach, sir? He said, hey, I am gutted. This is awful. You know, we have failed. I mean, it wasn't convenient to put that in there, I guess, him admitting the failure, but...
Pedro always spins the stuff.
Yeah, but
I hate British people.
Fallback!
He said, you know, this is a total failure.
Yeah,
and we're
what do you want to do to the poor guy?
Of it.
Do you want him on put him on a skewer with some shrimp?
Slow roasting.
Slow roast him.
But
poor guy.
He
I feel bad
remorseful.
For him. He goes to work at an oil company. He probably got the job. He's very excited about it. None of these guys knew that this would happen. It's just that all of the safety that is supposed to be in place was bought out by the almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You want to watch it gushing live, I linked the spill cam to KZOK.com.
And you did,
you
did you?
Watch
really?
Watch the gusher. It's up there.
moving on to something's in the water in South Carolina. I don't know what it is, but they need some chastity belts there. There's a gal who's trying to replace Governor Sanford, the one who went along the Appalachian Trail. Remember him?
I do.
Well, now.
So a female candidate for governor?
A female candidate for governor. Her name is Nikki Haley. She's a Republican. And apparently she took her own trip on the Appalachian Trail, according to reports.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, according
she
to
had an affair.
Unconfirmed reports.
Allegedly.
Yes. And she says it's an attempt to destroy her candidacy. The only person who says it really did happen is the alleged partner, who is a Republican blogger.
Says it didn't happen.
No, the perp.
He says it did happen.
Oh.
And
before the enemy gets this, I just want to come out and say, to head off the media frenzy, that I did her. And now I'm going underground. And I'm not going to say anything else. Bye.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we care if someone's had an affair? We care more if they're, like, brutally dishonest while they're working for us, don't we? If someone has an affair in their past, does it matter?
Well,
when it's the anti-homosexual advocate who's got a boy toy carrying his luggage in Venice, or if it's Mr. Moral Majority who can't keep his pants on, when it's
brutal hypocrisy. We care if they're hypocrites about their value, about their beliefs. Right. That's true.
Yeah. And I don't know what she's running on.
Well, she's a conservative Republican, married, and says it didn't happen. So now she may be absolutely being, you know, just blasted falsely in the media, but if it did happen, she's lying. Do you want to elect somebody like that?
Then that brings up the other third question, which is it any of our business if it happened? If someone starts talking about you, if something gets out and it has nothing to do with who you are today, do you have to admit it just because it's true?
I think if you want to have people trust you.
Man, you're asking for their vote. You're asking to put their family's well-being in your hands.
You're putting yourself out there as a...
But it's something happened a long time ago. It has nothing to do with their business, and it has nothing to do with anything, and it's nobody's business. Or do we have no privacy whatsoever?
Well, someone who puts themselves out there as a candidate for governor, I think, becomes a public persona. And, yeah, their past becomes our business.
Well, if she says, no, I didn't, then it becomes people's business. She should say.
She must be a Republican, by the way.
If she's a grocery
she was a Democrat, you know, might be
clerk,
on my side.
Then it's none of our business.
Well, she should say it. That's what she should have said is, who would care if I did or didn't? That's ancient history. That's nobody's
business.
Did
she say that?
No.
She said no. She says
that would be great. Why don't you give her a call?
North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has apparently ordered 1.2 million member military in North Korea to get ready for combat shortly after South Korea officially blamed his regime for the sinking of its warship back in March. The U.S. has confirmed it is holding joint military exercises, or will, with South Korea in response to the report that the North sunk the battleship. Meanwhile, the United Nations chief has joined international condemnation of North Korea and encouraged the Security Council to take action.
Dangerous?
Doesn't make me feel good.
Eric?
Well, I've been there, and I can tell you that there isn't really a lot more you can do to North Korea right now because they can barely function as it is, and if it wasn't for China propping them up, they would completely collapse.
That's why Hillary's in China, right?
Right. Yeah.
China really controls the board on this situation.
Yeah, they do.
All they're doing so far is to tell everybody to remain calm. But what Joe said earlier, something this morning about Kim Jong-il,
I said, you know, he's running. The older this guy gets, the more dangerous he becomes.
Why?
Well, he's running out of time. You know, he may want to make a mark. He may want to, as Luciana.
You think an evil dictator goes, God, my time to destroy the world is running down?
Yeah, Luciana said it best. Your wife wrote a great joke you give for Lilo. She says, World War III is on his bucket list. So he's getting close.
Please don't make that seem so funny. But it
I want to break off with Tiger Woods.
Yeah. I got to credit Luciana.
I want to date Yaya Gabor and start World War III.
But the South is going to blast them with psychological warfare now. They're putting up big loudspeakers and big flat screens to show them Western media and I would love to offer our programming, I mean, as part of the war effort.
Spike and the Impalers will play.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody to call to, you know, get some CDs and some tapes of our show to them.
The key to this really is China, though. China basically supplies all of their goods.
Is it 90%?
Yeah, 90%.
And if China created an economic sanction, China could easily stop all the problems. The problem here is that China, like any business, loves the business, probably likes the business just the way it is. And as long as people just saber-rattle and are calm, China will continue being the way it is. If it escalated, don't you think China would grow a pair?
It really depends, because they're sort of caught between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, they've got this crazy person right next door who's got nuclear weapons. So they don't want to get nuked by the guy that...
They want him
to
too
friend.
Mad, yeah.
Right, right, yeah, right. Exactly. But then...
But he would never nuke his supply line.
Well, probably not. I mean, the good thing to know is that Kim Jong-il does have...
He's crazy. He's not that crazy.
I don't know. You hear Bon Jovi's, I'll go down in a praise of glory!
No, I mean, he wouldn't. He's likely not to do that.
Probably not. Yeah. What if he gave him everything instead of cutting him off? It's always the choke him off plan when you're the supplier. What if you sent North Korea everything?
I don't know what you mean by sent them everything.
Well, I mean, if you're China, right, and the people of North Korea have nothing. Well, from what I've always
heard... Well, but that's they have a dictatorship, and they're all militaristic.
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
Yeah, suppose you start dropping in frozen dinners and stuffed animals and big screen TVs. I mean, just...
From China.
Flood just the country with everything.
You forget that it's a business relationship. Whatever they are using to keep their army alive, they're buying from China. That's all there is to it. It's just a business.
And China is a communist country still, even though it's hard to believe that, and so is North Korea, and there are few and far between, so they're always going to be allied in that way.
Well, and it's not really a business relationship because North Korea doesn't really have any money.
But it's a business relationship with the government. The government buys everything they get from China.
Well, but they don't really buy it because they don't have any cash. See, what it is...
So what does China get?
It's a strategic relationship, because if the North Korean government fell and Korea became unified, which is what the South Korean want, then you have this very powerful economy on their border that's allied with the U.S.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's business. It's a different kind of business.
Right.
Though.
It's strategic business.
It's like Taco Bell and KFC building a joint store.
That's right.
Bay. Okay.
So they don't want the Koreans happy, the Chinese.
See, that's the line that they're walking here.
They want them communists. They want them like them. They want an ally in that, political ally. By the way, number two trading partner for North Korea is South Korea. So even they do business together. And that they're cutting all that off.
Well, the U.S. is going to be taking up the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy today in the House, that is. Patrick Murphy, congressman, is expected to introduce the repeal amendment today. But it's going to give it's going to have a compromise written into it, which will give the Defense Department time to review any changes before they take place. And finally, U2 has announced officially it is going to have to postpone the North American leg of the tour as Bono recovers from back surgery. Bono was discharged today from a hospital in Munich, Germany, where he had been recuperating after a spinal injury. The surgeon who treated the 50-year-old singer said the ligaments surrounding a disc developed a small tear, and it was enough, quote, to cause severe pain with partial paralysis. Surgery was the only treatment that could avoid more paralysis, according to the doctor.
Wow.
But his prognosis is good. But the earliest that Bono can get back on a tour schedule will be August 6th in Turin, Italy.
No Quest Field. No Bono.
That's
in Seattle.
If you're a rock star, though, you got to have your mobility, right?
Yeah.
There's never been like an Ironsides. Like a Perry Mason.
Wheel on out. Yes.
Guy in a wheelchair, you know.
Oh, that's awful.
The big microphone. Yeah. Why do you say it's awful?
Cool.
I think it would be empowering for these people.
Yeah.
I guess. I love that band, and he's a very charismatic performer. You know, he moves around a lot on stage. He's not a Eddie Vedder climbing from the rafters kind of guy, but I just would hate the thought of anybody, you know. Just paralyzed sounds awful for anybody.
And it is awful, but it happens.
It might be cool to have somebody roll on out.
If it happened to a big star who was very socially conscious, I'll bet he'd do something good with it. Good to see that he had the surgery.
Yeah, it is.
6:40 in sports.
Sports are brought to you by Les Schwab, a tire for every car and a price for every budget. The M's will try again today to right the ship. They're taking on the Tigers in the first of a three-game series. Not much you can say about the Mariners. They just ain't hitting the baseball, and it's what it is. The Mariners' pitching staff's been solid, top to bottom. The bullpen's shaky because we've got a lot of injuries on the bullpen and a lot of injuries all over the ball club. But tonight, Doug Fister will take the mound. He's been stellar. But without run support, you know, Cliff Lee can't even buy a win on this team unless the M's get 15 runs. So 7 o'clock start tonight, the M's taking on the Tigers in the first of three at Safeco Field. And the Sounders got another bad news yesterday. Hurtado, Juan Kennedy Hurtado, is a defender. Sounders have just, after last year's amazing first season, Sounders haven't been able to put it together. They lost 1-0 to San Jose on Saturday. Hurtado now gone for the year with a torn ACL. He was the best defender on the ball club. So more bad news for them. Sounders play Wednesday against an Argentinian national team whose Pedro is going to gotta be going nuts.
My team, yeah.
Yeah, an Argentinian, team, yeah. One of the best teams in the world is coming to town. They're calling it just a friendly, which just means it's just an exhibition match, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to go to see that game, yeah.
Okay.
So one of the best teams in the world.
Is that a day game or a night game, Pedro?
It's at 9 game.
7:30 tomorrow night at Safeco, or at Questfield. I'm spiking at sports.
Thank you, Spike. It's 6:41. On the show this morning, we're going to talk to Matt Zuckri. He is Carrie in the TV show The Good Wife. If you've seen the show, he's the young competitor to the star, The Good Wife, who came down to budget cuts at the law firm, and it was either him or her. Now, you know, she's the star of the show, so he's, right. He ends up getting fired. And it was he was probably one of the most exciting characters on the show. And you think, like, well, they're going to fire him? So what does he do? He takes a job, I believe, with the state's attorney's office or something. He takes a job where now they're going to be mortal enemies.
That's good writing.
Oh, show is one of the best. I know you laughed at me because it sounds like a chick show, The Good Wife.
The Good Wife, yeah. You're being
but
a good husband.
But Glee
good
sounds
wife.
Like you've sold
I
out,
know.
Too.
Trust me. I know.
And good writing is good writing.
Bingo.
So the big season finale, the story of The Good Wife is basically a kind of a combination of all the cheating husbands in politics rolled into one. You take the, I believe he was the Attorney General of New York. Mm-hmm. He's cheating on his wife. Mistress comes out. Bimbos come out. They're all over the talk shows. And the wife with the two kids has to decide whether to divorce him or not. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he's up for some kind of corruption and he goes to prison. And she works for this law firm. And the story is actually a legal show where that she works for this law firm. And she just tries to keep her family together and decides whether or not she hates her husband.
Didn't she have to go back into the workplace?
That was her going back to work, taking a job as a lawyer.
The relationship is unresolved during
it's
this
It's totally
time.
Unresolved.
Okay, cool.
Like, they had one, like, booty call.
Uh-huh.
Conjugal?
One, well, yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
He was on ankle bracelet lockdown at home.
Okay.
Because it would look better. See, the battle they're fighting is that it looks better if their family is together for his comeback into politics.
Because if she has no faith in him, how can anybody else?
Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
And she doesn't really, she's not really convinced. Like, a cheated on woman takes many, many years. you don't just go back and say, so it's good now. So
especially after the seventh bimbo makes her way to TV.
It's one of CBS's best shows. Anyway, so he's the pivotal character in the show.
Matt is?
Yeah, we'll be talking to him in just a couple of minutes. Also, an odd guest for us this morning, we're going to talk to Beth O. You know who Beth O is? Beth Ostrowski Stern, Howard Stern's wife, the extremely rich, very famous radio host.
You mean him or her?
Well, her.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't like that. You don't go for the curly hair, do you?
Well, the curly hair doesn't bother me. The rest of it doesn't do me much good.
His wife is, it's funny because Luciana came to me and said, do you want to talk to Howard Stern's wife? I said, sure. That sounds interesting enough.
Yeah.
She is promoting identification tags for pets. Believe it or not, she's an animal lover and very actively involved in national causes. And it turns out that if cats run away, half of them don't come back.
Well, at least people, any of them come back. They're the most independent thing.
They're very independent.
The
but
I'm going to tell her that you had one.
I had a cat run away. Well, in my case, it didn't come back because it was a mountain lion's dinner.
Yeah, that's the problem. Cats usually run away.
That's not what she's talking about.
Into the mouths of something bigger than the cat.
Didn't you get a tag?
I had an RFID tag at one point. Is she talking about RFID? Or just some kind of bracelet?
I think it's some kind of bracelet, but you can ask her. I mean, she's been doing this kind of interviews everywhere on TV.
This
I mean,
is what she does, yeah. And she also does not mind talking about, you know, how she married this guy and became very, very rich, of course. And I have interesting feelings about Howard Stern. He was a very big CBS radio personality for a long time, and he's on satellite now, right, which is kind of a fringe place to be in a sense. In another sense, it's very good for him. His show, it being on satellite, is a lot like The Sopranos being on Showtime.
HBO.
It's a subscription service. Mm-hmm. He's allowed to use all the language he wants to use and be edgy and sexy and slutty and all of that, which I have nothing against. I actually think the guy stood up for free speech in ways that were very important against our government. The whole Janet Jackson thing, the whole deal. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also today on the show, the musician we played yesterday who reformats songs without changing the vocals. We played this very late yesterday, and I'd love to run some of them again if you have them. His name, I don't know how to pronounce this.
Rehfeldt? Is that right?
Andy Rehfeldt? Okay. He takes songs like, is this the Metallica one?
Yeah.
No, this is Crazy Train.
Oh, Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, and he makes them smooth jazz. Somehow he gets a hold of the original vocal. He must have the artist's permission.
I'll ask.
And you don't think he does. I'll ask.
I can't believe that. Ozzy's, like I said, Ozzy's one thing. Metallica giving him permission to do what he did to Metallica, I can't
Hard
see
to understand.
I can't understand.
But anyway, he takes it and he creates a whole new version of the song. But it is the original lead vocalist. Smooth jazz Ozzy Osbourne. You get those vocals without Ozzy's permission. Give them a quick taste of the Metallica song, Enter Sandman, smooth jazzed up.
Give me a second.
Sure. And probably by the time we finish that, we'll have the guy from the show The Good Wife, Matt Zuckery.
By the way, he plays all the instruments. He plays drums, he plays guitars, he plays every instrument. I'm just trying to find a clean version.
He tried to get other people to play with him, but no one would.
Jazz will do that to a guy.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, the guy we're going to talk to.
Yeah.
According to Luciana, he was Logan on the Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
He hates being called Logan. So if one of you could ask him a question and say, hey, do you mind if I call you Logan?
Mind if I call you Logan?
That would probably be good.
Huge fans.
All right. His favorite band is Radiohead. And he loves dogs as well. Is this it? Here we go. All right, there you have it. He'll be on in about an hour and a half or so. It's 6:50, 10 till 7. Lots of shows have signed off forever this week. But one of CBS's most amazing dramas is going to be coming back next year. In fact, their season finale is on tonight. The Good Wife on CBS. Boy, I got to make sure I pronounce his name right. Matt Zucri. Matt, is that right?
That's right, Zucri.
All right, let me finish introducing you then. I love your character, by the way. Matt Zucri plays Kerry, a hotshot Harvard-educated young lawyer on the show. And I'm sure he's happy to get a summer vacation and a good gig to return to when it's over. You've seen Matt in Gilmore Girls, Friday Night Lights, The Practice, and playing the role of Tucker Max in I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. See him on The Good Wife tonight at 10 on CBS, Cairo 7. Matt, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me on.
You are great.
Oh, thank you. That's a nice way to start.
Yeah.
Take it.
You know, you have this charm. Obviously, you have this boyish... How old are you?
33.
You could play younger, you know.
Ah, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You have this boyish charm, but what you have is something... I think a few other actors I know have had this. Michael J. Fox had this. Who's the guy in Entourage who plays the young manager?
His character name is E.
Yeah. You have that entrepreneurial look in your eyes. Like, whatever show you were on, you were going to be like this incredibly successful guy. It's just, is that in everything you do? Is that, where does that come from?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think specific with this character, with Kerry, you know, he's his whole life he's been ambitious. He went to Harvard. He went to one of the best schools in the country. And now he was working at Stern Lockhart and Gardner before he got fired, which was the best law firm in Chicago. So, you know, I kind of come at each of these characters from looking at their background. Where do they come from and how do they think about life? And with Kerry, he's very ambitious.
But are you like that in your own career? Like, did you start acting and say, and did you have that fire in your eyes? Like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be on big series. I'm going to be on big shows. And I'm going to steal the scene. And I'm going to, you know, is that who you are, too?
I think that more from the perspective of just working hard and being in, you know, acting class and all my preparation and dedication in that way, I would say that's kind of where it's grounded in. You know, I mean, you have to put in that work and that preparation to have a chance at it.
Yeah.
Now, whether that kind of success that thankfully this season we've been fortunate to have is going to happen is oftentimes there are pieces of it that are beyond your control. But I guess I would say that I do everything within my power to do my best and
right.
reach my abilities, and I think that that is something that's Kerry has in common.
All right. Now, part of my excitement is because I know that you're about to become this, excuse me, very evil guy, right? You're gonna start attacking the lead character, Alicia Florrick, Juliana. You're gonna be her nemesis, right?
Yeah, we saw at towards the end of this season that Kerry lost the competition. Not only did he lose it, but Alicia kind of brought in a client at the last minute from a little underhanded way.
Yes.
Kerry had gotten to the point where he felt that Stern Lockhart was his family, and now since that's been undercut, he has this opportunity from Glenn Childs, the DA's office, and he jumps on it immediately. And so with that, there is an opportunity here to kind of up the competition in a new way. And Kerry can get a little bit of revenge on Alicia and also the firm in general.
Yeah, revenge. It's the best television.
Exactly.
Speaking of what America loves to watch, you know, you guys have really captured the national shame of politicians gone off the charts, off the rails. Every day when you see somebody else with their pants down, you just like, yes!
This is great for the show.
No, you know, I mean, it is separate. I mean, I think that with the rip from the headlines aspect, you know, we are a scripted television show. It is entertainment, and I think what's why people are drawn to it because they can see the reality in that, but at the same time, it's not real life. Oftentimes, I think when you're looking into real life, it's tough. It's tough, and you want to kind of step away from that, and this kind of gives you the chance to... be engaged in real life in those kind of scandals that everybody's interested in, but also it's not real. So,
well, but do you think that Elliot Spitzer and his wife curl up with a bag of popcorn every Tuesday night?
Good life starting, honey.
I don't think so. I think they avoid it. As
fair assessment.
Yo, they gotta watch it. It should be part of their therapy.
I would be shocked, but if they do, that would be a great dinner party to have. I'd love to watch the season finale with those guys. That's
yeah.
Sure.
Now, it's loosely based. It's not based exactly on those guys, right? It's just sort of loosely based on that type of character.
Right.
Yeah. But,
right. And, you know, that is a piece of it, and I think that a big reason why it has been successful. And then there's also other elements to bring other folks in. You have the case of the week, so to speak, where there's a beginning, middle, and end, and then you have the office politics. And I think the most important thing for the show and its success is it all comes from a character and story-based perspective.
Yeah.
And the writers do a great job of making these characters layered and telling stories that are relevant to today, which is
good stuff.
Important.
Tell me about you personally, Matt. You got a you have a hot career. You've had extremely hot girlfriends. What's your current status?
I'm single right now. You know, staying busy with the focus is on the career right now. So
just like your character.
Present moment, exactly. You know, putting so many hours into that, it's hard to have the other aspect of my life right now.
One of the movies you've done movies too was I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. Tucker Max has visited our studio, and I haven't met a young man that practices debauchery to the level he does. He's a Hunter S. Thompson Jr. I mean, the guy is incredible. Even at 8 in the morning, you can just tell he reeks of excess.
Yeah, I worked with him pretty closely on that project, and he's an incredibly interesting guy because that is a piece of who he is. But as you know, I'm sure having him been in there, he's also extremely intelligent and knows a lot about a lot of different areas of life. So he's a very interesting guy in that way, and in working on a project with him was incredibly fun. But at the same time, I learned a lot.
Do you method act? I mean,
do you problem drink? How do you prep that?
No, I mean, the greatest thing for me on that one was being the lead of that movie and it having be a comedy. You know, with that is learning incredible about that genre, about comedy, and being able to take it to even a drama, for example, with A Good Wife when, Carrie has moments that are comedic. I definitely am grounded in the sense of reality because of what I did with I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. So I think that was the biggest thing that I learned from Tucker and that experience.
Have you left Logan behind completely?
It's been 3 years or so, and people love that show. It was on for 7 years. It's a beloved show, and it still runs internationally and on ABC Family.
Right. Is Logan your Mr. Spock?
I think it's pretty neat the fact that fans have attached themselves so much to that character, but now with The Good Wife, it's mostly people attach themselves to this show and that character for me.
Well, it's going very good. You're very good at it. It is a very, very great role for you, and it's a great show. It's one of the best written shows I've seen in a while. Is Juliana great to work with?
Absolutely. You know, she's our leader, and she sets the tone, and obviously as an actor, she won the SAG Award and the Golden Globe.
Right.
It's a high expectation to kind of live up to, so it's perfect to have her.
Is she the big star now? I mean, does she have the massive trailer and the entourage and the big treatment and all of that, or...
The thing is that she has everything that she has because she's earned it. You know, I mean, you look at ER and you look at over those years and now you look at this new success, and she's definitely earned it with all of her hard work. So it's kind of something nice to aspire to for me, you know.
Matt Zuckery. See Matt as Carrie in The Good Wife, the season finale tonight at 10. And if you missed it, you know, rent the whole season and you'll be on board for next year. Matt, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Thank you guys so much for the support and for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
I like seeing Dad in the suit.
He's real easy going in person.
Yeah.
Very stab you in the back on the show. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
7 o'clock. Remember New Coke? There's another classic soft drink that has announced they're going to change their recipe. For New Coke, it was a disaster. Will it be a disaster for this beverage?
Could be.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
At LifeWise Health Plan of Washington, their boringly good health plans take the drama out of health coverage. Learn more at boringlygood.com. Dependable, reliable health plans.
Keep your hands and arms inside the ride at all times. Enjoy your ride. Scary.
Yeah, you know, it's really scary. Paying too much for car insurance.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hi, I'm your local Geico agent.
I bet you guys have been to.
Yeah, I live in the neighborhood, so if you ever need help saving money on car insurance, I'm always close by. We can sit down and figure out what's best and how to get you the low rates that Geico's known for. Sorry, I didn't catch that. That's what I thought you said.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help you insure more than just your car. They can help you with motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 360-692-1117. That's 360-692-1117. Or visit your local GEICO office at 9853 Silverdale Way Northwest in Silverdale.
This bit of nothing is brought to the people of Seattle by the state of Montana. A state filled with nothing but room to roam and breathe, where grizzlies travel the ancient peaks of Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks. Nothing but a landscape so big and open and rugged that it stretches your soul. Where the sign at the corner store reads, "If we don't have it, you don't need it." And finally, nothing but a million stars overhead to remind you that no one should settle for a hotel with a mere five. All this nothing is really something. Montana. Plan your Montana trip at visitmt.com.
The thing about water is that it all looks like water, and it all feels like water. So it's no surprise when it comes to the water we drink, some folks don't think there's a difference. We believe if you start with something better, you get something better. That's why since 1894, every drop of Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water has come from carefully selected sources in snow-capped mountains. Because only in places where the elements are just right and the minerals strike a unique balance does nature work in perfect harmony to create 100% Mountain Spring Water with a taste crisp and refreshing enough to be called Arrowhead. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Born better.
Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water 700 milliliter sport bottle with flip cap. Available at Costco.
Whatever happened to the good guys? Guys who do such a super job you'd swear they wore superhero capes. Guys like
the car washers who get every last French fry between your seats.
The tree trimmers who don't make you feel like a sap.
The pool cleaner who maneuvers that long pole thingy like a ninja blade.
Just look in the Verizon Yellow Pages for the Super Guarantee from Super Media. You'll get the job done right, or we'll step in and help to make it right.
The septic tank cleaner who's detailed without going into detail.
And the contractor who doesn't cut corners, you know, unless he's making something with corners.
Next time, protect yourself with a Super Guarantee. Just look for the shield in the only Yellow Pages with the Super Guarantee, the Verizon Yellow Pages, and let the good guys come to the rescue.
Your new Verizon Yellow Pages is on the way. Look for businesses with the Super Guarantee from Super Media. Restrictions apply. See full terms and conditions for this program at superguarantee.com. Capes not included.
Earning your trust. It's how Midas earns your business. Come to Midas for the Secure Stop Brake Package. We'll install lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes and recondition your rotors, all for just $149.99 per axle. Secure Stop, from America's leader in brakes. That's the Midas touch.
Additional parts, labor, and taxes extra. Shop fees may apply. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for guarantee terms. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting Visa Signature credit card perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with Visa Signature, you get great perks like discounted movie tickets. Use your Visa Signature card at Fandango.com/Visa Signature and get 20% off when you buy $25 in Fandango Bucks. Use them to see any movie of your choice, including Disney's Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, an epic action-adventure directed by Mike Newell and starring Jake Gyllenhaal. Disney's and Jerry Bruckheimer Films' Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time is rated PG-13 and is in theaters May 28th. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back you already earn. Check out the full list of perks at Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer is subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.
Have a seat. The game's just starting.
Wow, great picture. Which cable package did you go with?
I didn't go with cable. I went with Verizon Fios TV and Internet.
Verizon? Now?
Hey, this is a 100% fiber optic network. It's not like it's going anywhere.
So, how's your download speed?
Blistering.
And the service?
Get this. I get direct access to my local Verizon tech for 30 days, so I can call if I need anything. No phone queues, no hassle.
My cable guy never did that. Sounds like you're pretty happy.
According to ChangeWave Research, Verizon Fios TV has 4 times as many very satisfied customers as Comcast. So I'm not just pretty happy, I'm happy times 4.
Find out how Verizon Fios can make you happier, too. Call 888-664-4252. That's 888-664-4252 for Verizon Fios, America's largest 100% fiber optic network. Fios available in select areas. ChangeWave Research results available at changewaveresearch.com.
Okay, what do Avatar and the Tooth Fairy have in common?
Neither of them are real.
That's good.
They're both blue.
No. How do you know the Tooth Fairy is blue?
I seen her. She has whitening and breath freshener in her.
She does not.
Yeah.
Avatar, the Tooth Fairy, and Invictus, what do they have in common?
There's a little blood in every scenario.
All right. Avatar, the Tooth Fairy, Invictus, and the WWE.
Oh, even more blood. I saw a guy pull out his eye on the WWE last night on Comcast.
All right. All of these are on-demand pay-per-views on Xfinity TV, where they bring you over 100 HD channels. With over 3,000 HD choices you can access on demand. Call today to get the triple play for just $99 a month with HBO free for 3 months and up to $200 cash back. It's a great deal. Restrictions apply. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
KZOK traffic.
We've got just a couple of slowdowns, mainly on the east side, 405 north and southbound through Renton, dragging between 167 and 900. And then 405 southbound up in Bothell, a little bit heavy between Damson. Gets pretty heavy right before you get to 522. I-5 southbound slows a bit from 44th and Linwood just down to 195th. Both lake bridges look good. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.